Kevin, it was kind of a game of two halves. First half, you must have been glad to see the back of it.
We had to correct things. No, it's hard during the game, but certainly we didn't play on the front foot. We allowed Sligo to control possession on their own half. We weren't aggressive enough in the front foot. They won the ball back and created chances, and we spoke about it at half time. We made a couple of changes tactically. We felt we had to make them kick it longer and won balls higher up and won compete better for second balls. And I feel we did, and we got our rewards. We looked really strong in the second half, which is always good as a coach, and I know being at this great club you keep fighting to the end, and we're delighted with the two goals we got in the second half.
You could have had goals in the first half. Barry McNamee puts a great ball in, and there's just a shot from 10 yards goes under the side netting, and then in the second half you get that first goal, and Sligo didn't seem to know what to do.
No, we hit the post as well from Owen Stokes, do you mind that? And sure. It could have been one of them nights you're going, oh, front of goal here again, but we kept going, and as I say, it's down to their fitness, their desire, and you know, they're only young lads, they're very young, and we're only going to grow as a club and a team again, and I just love winning here because it's great for the fans, and we know there's a mountain of fixtures coming, and it's hard to commit to us every Friday, every Tuesday, whatever Monday, but we're delighted to send them away happy tonight, and we're really committed and looking forward to them to stay away us and see where it takes us this season.
So Tuesday night you have a League Cup, then you have Fan Herbs. League Cups are great, you've won it a few times. You want to keep going here?
Aye, because we're the holders of the League Cup. Derry won it last year, it was a great day here. And we tend to make this place as difficult for any team coming here. We've only lost to Dundalk so far. And we treat Longford with the utmost respect. They have a game tomorrow night, we'll be at the game, and we'll treat them with the same respect as we treat everyone, and they have a shorter recovery for us, so it's a big opportunity for some players to come in and stake a claim for the play.
Kieran, you scored the second goal and added time, 2-0 puts a very respectable scoreline on a tough night.
It was a tough night, Dan. Probably made it tough for ourselves, not creating enough chances when we had loads of possession of the ball, but Sligo defended well. It's just, as I say, it came down to us who was going to make he was going to play that pass, he was going to take that chance and bring up something magic to get us a goal. And we spoke about it at half time because we didn't have enough chances in the first half. But we got there in the second half, Pergy gets the goal to start the second half, and we just drove on from there. We did a high press, everyone worked hard, and we deservedly got the 3 points in at the end and a good 2-0 win.
They didn't seem to know how to react after you scored the first goal.
No, they didn't. They just seemed like the game was over. We were just looking for that first goal. It happens in games because we had so much possession. And they know if we do get that goal, it would be very hard for them to get back on it. But they had a few chances after that, and we dealt with it well. And as I say, we got the 3 points in the end.
You pick yourself up after the Dundalk defeat, and now you've got a League Cup game on Tuesday, and of course League Cup's a big tournament for Derry. They've won it so many times.
Yeah, it is. It's a big competition. Obviously Derry City is the holders of the Cup, and we have a big squad now. I think a few people will get a rest now on Tuesday, and a few hours are coming in, which are capable of coming in and claiming their spot. But hopefully we go now and get an R1 and then next round of the Cup, and then we look forward to Fan Herbs then on Friday.
Ali, a good performance from Derry tonight. A bit sluggish in the first half, but the quality told in the end.
Yeah, the manager let us know at half time that we weren't up to speed, and we're just delighted that they got the win. And I thought we came out firing at half time and played a bit of good football, so I'm just delighted with the result.
What was it like the first half? It just seemed like two sides just cancelling each other out for most of it.
Yeah, it was sluggish to say the least. I think Sligo were playing out from the back and just kind of killing off the tempo of the game, when we stooped down to that level of tempo. And like I said, the manager let us know at half time, and he wasn't shy in telling us, and we came out firing, and the crowd got right behind us, so it was great second half.
Declan's kicking every ball on the sideline. You guys won't see it, but we do, and sometimes it's hilarious where he's really losing it, and as you say, he comes in at half time and he really lets you know what's what.
Yeah, sometimes I can see him at the corner of my eye going mad, but no, that's great. He gives us credit when it's due, and he lets us know when we're not performing, which is great, and that's all you can ask for, is honesty from a manager. So no, I'm just delighted with tonight.
A tough game against Dundalk and the 2-0 defeat, but you're able to pick yourself up, and at the end of the season this could be a huge 3 points that gets you into Europe, or maybe keeps you up in the league.
Yeah, exactly. We're a bit disappointed with ourselves against Dundalk. It was a bit of a poor game on our side of it, the Brandywell. We don't want to lose here, getting big crowds and that. We don't want to lose in front of the fans. So we're just delighted that we got back to winning ways again. It sets us up for a big run of games.